fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 11th day of April, year of our Lord 2023, and welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance every day. That's what we do. Should be done in every public and private school, every school day of the week. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The preparative tip today is to work with your team, recreate with your team, and most important of all, pray with your team. Very important to do those 3 things. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Leon Green. Leon is a former officer, United States Navy, one of the most advanced preppers I've ever known, man about town. And we will be talking about the events today and how incorporating doTERRA oils into your life can help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Leon. Hello, Leon. Leon, you're on mute. Okay. Well, I know Leon's with me because my engineer just told me so. The roundtable this morning, we'll have Dave Hodges, we'll have Jeff Nyquist. I talked to Steve Benoon last night. He'll be with us beginning next week. He's got some issues he's dealing with, but he gave me some updates to pass along. And Leon, are you there? Hello, Leon. Okay. Apparently, there's been some documents leaked that have show evidence that the Biden administration was coordinating with the FBI for the raid on President Trump's home in Florida. That's very significant. It's hugely significant. And this is not over. This is not over at all. The FBI raiding the home of a former president, I believe, is unprecedented. I'm not sure it's ever happened before that I can recall. And what this information does, of course, is further galvanize the Trump supporters nationwide to have them donate more money, to volunteer more time. And this, just think about this for a moment, ladies and gentlemen. I know many of you, as a consequence of what's going on, you're becoming active locally, politically, just as I have, getting involved with this running Patriotic Americans for your city council, for your local school board, other local offices. And these candidates, once you identify a conservative Christian candidate that will support the Constitution and do the right things for the right reasons, they need two things. They need just not money, which most people know that. They also need volunteer help, people to answer telephones, stuff envelopes, staff in office if they have an office, help with yard signs, and all the other things that go along with any campaign. So that's important. If you have a local candidate that you want to support, not only do you donate money, but you also donate time. Whatever time you can, it's all valuable. When I ran for Congress in the 1996 cycle, I had, probably 50 men and women that volunteered their time here and there for different things. It was a large undertaking. I was the only candidate in that cycle. I ran against the Republican primary in Dick Gebhardt's district. I was the only candidate that had a brick-and-mortar office. None of the other primary candidates did. And it was fully staffed. We were open during business hours, Monday through Friday, typically half a day on Saturdays. And it looks like Leon's with us. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you.
I had a conversation with Steve Benoon last night. He's got personal issues he's dealing with. His father died recently. His wife's father died a few months ago. Other issues he's dealing with. But he told me some things, and one thing in particular I want to pass along before Steve gets back with us beginning next week. Very important. He said that Russia is going to invade Germany. And that would be to break the back of NATO. And we've had bases in Germany since beginning 1945 when we took over Germany, and Germany surrendered, basically took over the German military bases, made them to American military bases. That's a pretty scary prospect to have Germany invading, Russia invading Germany, don't you think?
Absolutely. Did he give you a time frame?
No time frame. I'm going to look at something here real quick to verify something. What I was thinking about the whole situation there. I need to make this bigger. How do I do this? Okay, that's not working out too well. I'm looking for a map of Germany because I want to get this fixed in my brain here so that I can really talk intelligently about this. U.S. Army in Germany these past 75 years has 70, actually it's more like 77 years, has been preparing for a Russian invasion of Germany all these decades, hasn't it, Leon?
I do not know about that, but it seemed like it would make sense. But yes, there's only
certain
areas.
Well, I was just verifying. The invasion of Germany would have to also be an invasion of Ukraine and Poland. Or of course, already in Ukraine.
Yes. Yes.
Or Belarus. They would probably go through Belarus and go through Poland. Poland is going to be a collateral damage if Russia invades Germany, aren't they?
Yes, it's much easier to just go to one country than make two hornets mad at you.
Yeah, so I think they would probably, the preferred method would be go through Belarus, which is an ally of Russia, and then move on into go through Poland. Poland has no natural defenses in terms of rivers or mountains, do they?
Not compared to Germany.
No, it's relatively flat farmland, and that's been their issue for centuries, has been how easy it is for an army to march through Poland. The Polish people I've met are great people. They're smart, they're industrious, and they love their country. They were so grateful that there was the appearance of communists falling. It turns out Lech Wałęsa was a communist agent that was kept well hidden, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So going through Poland may be easier than we think because of the communist agents that are already there to weaken their defenses and compromise the Polish military. So hopefully when Steve gets with us a week from today, he'll have more details for us. Something else he mentioned was that Israel is going to overthrow the government in Iran. And I was asking Steve, how does this work out? We have Israel and Saudi Arabia have an alliance. Saudi Arabia and Iran have an alliance. And Egypt's in the mix also with the alliance with Saudi Arabia. But how does this work out, how Israel can have an alliance with Saudi Arabia and Saudi Arabia can have an alliance with Iran? And he says, well, here's the deal, John. Israel's going to overthrow the government in Iran. If there's any hope there, I would look at that as a good thing, wouldn't you, Lynn?
Yes, I just look at everything, anything messing with Israel, it just leads to, you know, Gog and Magog invasion. It's just going to irritate the whole world, so I agree with you. When you start speaking about Israel, I just think, well, that's going to accelerate everything.
Let's talk about your hobby farm there a little bit. Our friends from Florida, are they any closer to getting their place sold, you know?
Not at all. They've gone to the fourth realtor, and nothing's happened in that regard.
Well, you know, I need to talk to them privately. They need to make some decisions about that. But the egg production now that's warmer is back up to what it should be. Is that correct?
Oh, I didn't have a drop off. You know, based on tractor supply and all that stuff. They love the fermented grains. And last night was a great feeling when I haven't seen one egg out of a quail, and I got there yesterday. And I was going to bed, I looked in there, and there were six eggs. One was cracked, but the others, I was just excited, and I did the happy dance, and I was like, wow. So they really like fermented grains. I've been fermenting it and giving them on and off, and they like that. So it's just wheat.
Is that result in drunk chickens?
No, it's not drunk chickens, but they probably prefer to be drunk.
Now, what do you do? Quail eggs are too small to eat, unless you're
people use them.
Really?
No, they use them. Yeah, they use them, and they're like duck eggs. They're higher in fat. So there's love them because they are more. There's more fat in them, so it's better for breads and things like that.
So, but they're about one third the size of a chicken egg, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
So to have a meal with chicken with quail eggs, you'd have to have what, 9 or 10 of them?
Correct. It'd take a lot more. Most people, they'll just, you know, they parboil them or they boil them, and then they just make them, what they call it, hard-boiled eggs, and then you just crack off the hard shell and just pop it in your mouth. It's like almost like a huge M&M. It's no chocolate.
That's funny. Well, yeah, but the quails themselves are pretty tasty to eat, aren't they?
Absolutely, and that was the first domesticated bird of all of them, and I was watching this movie, and apparently quail have in the top five most beautiful bird sounds.
Really? Okay.
And it's funny, yeah, they sound gorgeous. I remember when they were in the house with me, I'd hear these sounds, and what the heck is that? And I'm like, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
They do sound nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how many quail do you have, or do you know how many quail you have?
Yeah, it's about 14 of them. I know at that time in the fall last year, I took them out, and it was like, it was 40 degrees, and I was trying to harden them off, and they sure did that hard. They got rock hard. Four of them froze just in the sun. They were that that fragile. I was like, yeah, so they had to stay inside all winter long because how, you know, that one day, it was in the 50s and 40s.
Well, they don't migrate. I know they're native to our area. What do they do in the wintertime?
That's a good question. But, you know, they survive, but the ones, you know, the coturnics that I have, they did not make it. So not all of them froze, but four of them did. And I'm like, wow. But
do you have to keep the quail separate from the chickens?
Oh, yes.
Well, the chickens will attack the quails, I assume.
Yeah, just based on size. Just like, you know, chickens attack, you know, smaller adolescent birds. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm not even going to take a chance. So, yeah, I guess you could train them, but that's going to be too much work. It's just easier to have two boxes, two different locations.
Mm-hmm. Right. Amazing. So you got 14 quail. How many chickens do you have?
Oh, I'm still at 125, and I have another 25. Yeah, 29 chicks that were hatched from the first batch from last year. So I'm excited about that, a whole cycle. And now another five I got from one of my friends who's a proprietor here in Rolla. So I have a bunch of them that are in stages of being introduced to the new flock, and I've got to actually assemble the I got a 16-foot trampoline from a friend, and I'm going to make that into a portable chicken tractor so that all the chickens can get out and do it. I just have to figure out how to do the hen boxes so that, you know, they can continue to lay without me having to climb in there every day.
Uh-huh.
Underneath.
Well, I'm sure you'll figure that out. A 16-foot diameter, that'd be a big chicken tractor.
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm about to separate the two geese and put them in, the four geese, and put two of them into one. So they, you know, because apparently they are great for security, but if they're just the four of them, they all like to, it's like a coffee clutch. They all hang together, and they don't do anything like for security. They're like, oh, yeah, let's just go eat and go play with Leon's boxes and everything else.
Right. Well, Leon, after our first break here, we're anxious to find out what the oil of the week is, just to give you a heads up. The trees are budding out. The flowers have been blooming out for a month. Various varieties. My wife, the marvelous Mrs. Moore, pointed out something I had not thought about or recognized before, because I don't pay attention, that all the yellow flowers bloom at the same time. All the blue flowers bloom at the same time. All the red flowers appear to bloom at the same time. I was not aware of that, were you?
No, I didn't know there's a color scheme of germination. I do see the yellow, you know, in mass, and I haven't seen the blue yet, but I have seen some purple ones.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, there's always something new to learn when it comes to the environment we live in, isn't there?
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, a friend of ours down in Licking, one of his buddies needed help setting up his, he was doing some welding, and I'd never done any post driving. So, yeah, on the back of his tractor, a huge 95 horsepower tractor, he has a PTO that has a, like, 150-pound metal sledgehammer, in essence.
Whoa.
It goes up and down, and it goes up and down, and it actually will drive, you know, a 6 to 8 inch pipe right into the ground. So we were doing that for Saturday and Sunday, and we welded up the corner braces, and he's just going to finish with his daughter, the individual.
I did not know there was a tractor accessory of that nature. That's interesting.
The
lawyer I worked with, he ruined his wrist hand driving these fence posts himself by hand. Ruined his wrist for the rest of his life. So that's a good thing to know. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture of it. It definitely is the way to go. And I said I'd never done that before, so I'll come over and help you. So.
Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. When we get back, we're going to find out what the oil of the week is.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the
cool
United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 11th day of April. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. I am proud to say I am a doTERRA Essential Oil dealer. And we have with us Leon Green, who is very, very knowledgeable about the oils. And Leon, what is the oil of the week, sir?
Yes, sir. It is lemongrass. It's in the botanical family of grasses. It's steam distilled from the leaves. And its general primary uses are air pollution, airborne bacteria, carpal tunnel syndrome, cholesterol, cramps in Charlie horses, cystitis and bladder infection. It's a diuretic. It's edema. It's water or liquid pooling or fluid pooling and swelling. Fleas, frozen shoulders, gastritis, Graves' disease, Hashimoto's disease, hernia, both of them inguinal and incisional. It improves vision, lactose intolerance, lymphatic drainage, mental fatigue, muscular dystrophy, paralysis, purification, strengthening the retina, sprains and strains, tissue repair, urinary tract infection, varicose veins, whiplash, the ligaments, and wounds. It's commonly applied neat with no dilution, 1-to-1, if you're really sensitive, for children and those sensitivities. And you can also diffuse it in the air directly or touch it to your nose. And you can take it in capsules and also use it in cooking, like Asian, Thai food, things like that. So it is very high in aldehydes, up to 80%. It's very much a very effective in the regard of being a pain reliever. They call it poor man's deep blue.
I like that. I was using deep blue on my right shoulder, was giving me some pain from my most recent parachute jump, and it's cleared up now. But the deep blue was really helping that injury heal up. And I'm looking forward to the next rainy day when I can't get outside to organize all my oils. I've got all this. I found the stickers; they were in storage, and I've probably got 50 or 60 bottles of oils that need to be labeled with the little sticky labels, and then put in the proper storage container so they can be quickly found, rather than having to dig through all the unlabeled oils, which can be kind of burdensome time-wise, couldn't it, Leon?
I agree. Well, yeah, and I have factors of that number, what you have, and I have, after 13 years of doing this, I have many all over the place, and I agree with you. So you can get the stickers from doTERRA directly, the 50 cents for each version, both the singles and the blends. And so, I've been doing that myself in the last couple of days. And then it also shows you, wow, I haven't seen, one of these oils. And I used to have an inventory app that allowed me to tell me exactly what I had. But after, going through a phone or two, I've lost all that. So it is helpful to have them labeled, especially when you look at them, from the top. But I know a lot of people just put it in the windowsill, and it may be pretty, but it's destructive to the oils because it needs to be cool, dark, and dry.
No, that would be about the worst thing to do is put them on a windowsill, because the ultraviolet is very harmful in the heat. Both ultraviolet and the heat are very harmful to the oils. It's a journey, like many journeys. It's you learn as you go, and as you acquire these oils, which my great-grandchildren could easily be using these same oils 50, 60 years from now, couldn't they?
Absolutely. And matter of fact, I've allocated that. I even put a book in my stash, various stashes. So in case I'm separated and the internet's down, I have a vast knowledge, but it's always good to have the little book called Modern Essentials, because that has, it's in essence, an essential oil Bible. It tells you everything from the history to the constituents of individual oils and how they're applied, and the references. So there's 40,000 studies on essential oils. If you go to pubmed.gov, you'll learn a ton.
Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Fix bayonets.
Lady Dirt and Nicole Colgren. Where to many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's updates there, well, pretty much every day of the week. We add to the COVID section at least 2 to 3 times a week. More than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors. I stopped by and had a visit with a friend yesterday. It turned out I didn't know it before I talked to him. He's got the COVID clot shot and 5 boosters, and he's going to get number 6. He doesn't know any better. But for those of you who need to know and are willing to be educated, there's a lot there that will help you achieve your goal, so you in turn can pass that information along to others. A couple of things you might want to know. There's the 9 pages, single space, of side effects from the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccination clot shot that a judge forced Pfizer to release to the public. It's a really scary list. It was really scary. Plus articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer, saying with no ifs, ands, or buts that these COVID vaccinations were designed to hurt and kill people, and don't take them. the shots and the boosters. Also on our website, you'll find products that are interesting. Would you like to have a beautiful log home, either a small one like Davy Crockett had, one-room cabin, or a 6,000-square-foot mansion as featured on Yellowstone, or anything in between? We can help you do that. I'm working with a log home kit builder about a one-hour drive from me down in Licking, Missouri, to accomplish these goals. The John Moore Ozark Symposium will be the first week of August. My guest will be my live studio audience. It'll be a lot of fun. The chef at the Wildwood Lodge prepares excellent breakfast and dinners. And it's a 101-year-old place. It's like walking into a time capsule. It really is. Not much has changed in 101 years. Beautiful place, beautiful swimming pool, beautiful grounds. And, of course, products that will help you, such as the energy cleaner. If you have issues with arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Seriously, what are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Issues with sleep, same thing. Now, I do something your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to do. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's from me to you personally. And so check it out. Make your decision. Go ahead and move forward and get your energy cleaner and your mattress pad to go with it. You'll be very glad you did at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free our line, you don't want to give out your credit card on the internet, 800-592-9543. And we have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We're talking about the events today and how incorporating the doTERRA oils can help you achieve your goals. Well, Leon, people love their pets, cats, dogs, and farm animals. The oils can help with various pets as well as farm animals, can't they, Leon?
Absolutely. Every day when I give them water, I will add either thyme or marjoram oil. And I put that in the water, probably 1 to 3 drops, depending on the viscosity and how warm it is, into a gallon of water. So I have a 5-gallon, and I just do that in there. I add apple cider vinegar. It helps with their pH, and it also is great for parasites as well. And so they get the benefits, just like humans do when they consume apple cider vinegar. And same thing with my dogs and cats. They're a little bit more fickle when you have to put it in the kibble or in their food. But, yes, you can mitigate parasites and all of them. Now, cats have an unusual liver or unusual constitution, so you have to tweak it differently for them. But, yes, even cats and all other animals can still benefit from the oils. But, I use it every day. I just carry it in my pocket, and just in case I don't have it at the 5 different, places where the animals are, I always do that.
All right. Well, you've done hobby farms before, but this is probably the largest and most comprehensive one you've done, isn't it?
Absolutely, especially by myself. I mean,
well,
in the past,
that makes a difference.
It makes a huge difference. That's why when I wake up and I'm extremely sore, I'm like, I've got to get people here. I got to get help. And I've had volunteers, and it's like, oh, back to OPSEC. So it's one thing or the other.
One thing or the other. You've networked with the men and women who listen to my radio show since you've been here. You've been here, what, not quite 2 years, a little over a year and a half?
Right. Come June, it'll be 2 years.
2 years in June. And we have our monthly meetup. Let's just talk about the monthly meetup a little bit. The first Thursday of every month, we get together at the D. Trapani's restaurant, which is in the Benton Square building in Rolla, Missouri. It's a 100-year-old schoolhouse remodeled into a restaurant on the first floor, a very nice ladies' spa on the second and third floors. And we get together at 4:30 for dinner. We have an informal meeting between 6 and 7. And then Leon typically takes over for training at 7 o'clock. The training varies. Topics typically related to preparedness and hobby farms, correct?
Correct. And every so often we'll go off into things like night vision and thermals and things of that nature, like you did with the camouflage training.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's fun. I typically don't stay for the training unless I'm involved in it because I get up at 3:45 a.m. to prepare for my radio show. And But Leon and sometimes somebody else may help, like Dan Soderfield may help with the training. It all fits together, and it's all a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yes, and yes, I agree with you. Right now we're focusing specifically on food production, as you see all these plants and the assaults on the ability to grow your own food. And now with the advent of doing mRNA vaccine in pork and in beef, you know, they're trying to get it in one way or the other. And it's not dissolved by cooking, barbecuing, boiling, or roasting. And it's not killed or affected by the stomach acid either, hydrochloric acid and sulfuric acid and other acids in your stomach. So people are thinking, oh, I'll just do that. So this is where growing your own food and raising your own animals makes a big impact. And so, you know, it is crucial.
It is crucial. It is absolutely crucial. You have a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, what fruits and vegetables will you be growing this year?
Oh, the whole list of vegetables, but the fruit, you know, I have the apples, plums, and those are growing, and we're probably going to take out the entire peach orchard. This thing is, you know, 25 years old, and most peaches only live to 18, and so I prune them back severely, so I'm not going to buy those right now. But yeah, the most dense, so sweet potatoes, and I'm also going to be growing, I'm going to disc one of the fields so we can have red clover and red rye winter grass that'll feed the animals, and we can make rye bread. But most importantly, we feed the livestock, and it's perennial. So once you do it, it'll have food indefinitely. So that's the next project other than the greenhouse setup. But yeah, I'm going to be doing the most nutrient dense foods. So kale, broccoli, and I'm also going to do all the herbs, and I'm going to start those inside as well and have those under the grow light so I can have food regardless of the temperature outside and conditions year-round.
Well, I got a bonus for you here. We're going to, my wife and I are going to be getting a Harvest-Rite freeze-dry equipment probably early to mid-May. And we'll be helping people like yourself to freeze-dried food, and it'll be great for the neighborhood. We have several people that are interested in making use of it, and we'll probably have a thing going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week once the harvests are coming in.
Yes, and I would definitely recommend that any added monies that are, you know, that, or then also they do referrals, but when you, I would stock up an extra trays, especially if you're going to have other people want to use your harvest.
We've already, we've already made that determination.
I have five
trays, Mylar bags, you know, everything we need to. I already got the vacuum sealer, it'll be a community project where friends and neighbors come together to meet mutual goals, and it'll help the entire preparedness community here in our area. Our team won it.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. And also, what size do you get, large or extra large?
Well, it's going to be large or extra large. We're gravitating towards the extra large given the amount of food that needs to be processed.
I agree.
A decision hasn't been made yet, but we're gravitating towards extra large, right?
Well, if you're going to have the input of all these other people, I mean, with the eggs. I'd probably condense probably 600 pounds of eggs to a fraction of the weight. But if I had, you know, many, many farmers and other people giving input, I'm going to start doing meats pretty soon. I have another cow coming this way in a week and a half. It's already in process. It's hanging. So I'm going to actually condense and convert a lot of that meat to freeze-dried meat. So that allows me to, you know, it'll be good for another 25 years as well. So if you had the ability to do almost twice as much with the extra large, with, you know, if you have 10 people coming to you with food and product, it would behoove you to do that. But you're definitely going to have a dedicated 20-amp circuit for that. It can't share with anything else.
Right. Well, I have an excellent electrician in the neighborhood here, and we will make sure it's done properly and safely. I was just one of my friends, one of my Green Beret buddies, sent me a 15-second. It's actually an 8-second clip of an electric vehicle blowing up and knocking a man over who's a good several feet away from it from a piece of debris. Pretty scary. I'm amazed at how many Americans are actually buying these things, aren't you?
Well, I understand. I mean, well, you also have the idea that people have been persuaded and been propagandized to the benefits. And it is a lot of fun to drive from 0 to 60, you know, in 2.3 seconds. I've done that many, many times. And I love the exhilaration. It's much faster than any Lamborghini and Porsche and Ferrari I've ever driven. But the inherent risk, like what you're finding out right now, and also it doesn't work in an EMP, whether a Carrington or Carrington event or high altitude EMP. So, and then the expense of, you can't even drive it. I mean, if you want to go from here to Denver, to Dallas, you actually have to stop multiple times and wait hours and hours. So, you know, it's great if you're in those 15-minute cities that they're propagating, but if you're not, it's not very viable because you have to sit and wait. And unless you want your trip to be a saga, you're going to be impacted directly. So, you know, it's a great concept, but they don't have it perfected yet. And they can't, well, even a truck. The trucks can't work.
My brother has a recycling business, and I asked him if he's had any of these big batteries come in. He says he has not yet. But apparently even a minor fender bender with these electric cars, they total out the entire car because the battery is part of the structure of the car. It's not a separate put-in, take-out piece of equipment like a normal car battery. It's part of the structure of the car itself. So it doesn't take much to total out the entire car because that $10,000 battery needs to be replaced with a minor fender bender. The whole thing's pretty insane, isn't it?
Yeah, and $10,000 are for the cheap cars, like the Volts and things like that. When I was driving the Tesla, in ludicrous mode, the battery itself was $25,000. So, you know, that's not chump change. And I was going to buy one for my mentor, doTERRA. And when I did research, it was like another $25,000. I said,
I don't think so. Leon, we got a caller on hold here. We got Wayne in Mississippi. Good morning, Wayne.
Yeah, this might be the stupid question of the morning, but can you freeze dry an entire chicken egg in its shell? Is that how it's done, or do you break it up and?
Yeah, you crack it. You typically freeze it, so you crack it, you scramble it. If you're going to do it that way, stick it on a tray, and then you freeze it a day or, and then you put it right into the machine. If you don't, it'll take all that time to freeze it and then sublimate the moisture out. So it makes the most efficient way is to crack, scramble, freeze.
Okay.
And then freeze dry.
Thank you very much.
That was a great question. Wayne, that was a great question. Thank you very much. There's no such thing as a stupid question, is there, Leon?
No. And you know, that's one thing I wanted to find out, and I've not found it very easily. I was trying to figure out if I could, and nobody's been able to address it, is if you can just, you know, crack the plastic bag on, you know, the frozen meats, and then you can still do it, but you need to get as much surface area as possible. So I have to actually take the plastic off and then probably refreeze it, which is not best for cell structures. But I wanted to keep the meat as large as possible, but if you have a big chunk, much harder, so I'm going to have to probably cut it into half-inch strips or chunks so I can freeze-dry it much faster. So, yeah, there's always questions and we're always learning. One thing we didn't talk about because we went off on the other tangent is how people can get the oils. Earlier,
let's do that. We got a break coming up. Go to my website. Under products, you'll find the doTERRA oils. Do some shopping. You'll want to buy the largest kit that you can afford, like going in the debt. If you feel you need to get a bigger kit, PayPal will finance it for 6 months with no interest. Get yourself two different editions of the same book, the book titled Modern Essentials. You're going to want the 5th edition and the 12th edition. The 13th edition, I believe I got this right, is the PDF version that you download and print out. And last but not least, if you're in a hurry, before you even get the books. You want to get know what oils to get for your individual needs. Give Leon a call. What's that number, Leon?
303-495-2188.
And that's... leave a message because he may be out feeding the chickens. Leon can also help you get started as a doTERRA dealer so you can also sell the oils to your neighbors, your friends, your people you go to church with, your coworkers, and help a lot of people achieve their goals by becoming a doTERRA dealer. Right, Leon?
Absolutely. We've surpassed 14 million people in 15 years, so we're now by far the largest. There's not even a close second. The next one's less than 500,000. So worldwide, we've helped people in 125 different countries. We have offices. So, yeah,
well, that's an awful lot of little glass bottles, to say the least. So the oils have been around for a millennium. When King Tut's tomb was opened a century ago, they found gallons and gallons of oils in there that have been stored in that tomb for more than 2,000 years, still in perfect usable condition, weren't they?
Yes, sir. 140 liters of frankincense, myrrh, and sandalwood. So there's so many benefits from them. And I agree. Your great-great-great-grandchildren will be able to use them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and, of course, the oils are mentioned in the Bible more than 300 times. As I like to say, there's no chocolate chip cookie recipes in the Bible, only important stuff. And that's why the oils are mentioned there more than 300 times, aren't they?
Absolutely. Oh, and just by the way, I sent you pictures in our Florida friends of that machine that actually does it, the PTO takeoff. So it's going to be an email, so you can check that out during the break.
All right, I'll do that. Yeah, that may be fence building is an ongoing project on most hobby farms and ranches, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And remember, I don't know if I told you, I got those, I didn't send you those pictures. These were fiberglass sucker rods, 37.5 feet long, and they're electrically isolated. I'm going to use them. You can strap, you know, 19 or 10 jewel wire or fences for cattle. So, you know, that zaps them and keeps them inside. And so you can use them for all the livestock. And I'm going to do a fence for chickens to keep them in and have paddocks so they can eat only certain areas. And some are smart enough to fly over, but most of them are too lazy to. But it allows me to keep, we can graze just certain zones. So then, you know, they don't eat it down to the dirt, because they love the taste of red clover and ryegrass. So, you know, that's something that I'm going to do is use it for both greenhouses and, you know, you can cut it at a severe angle and punch it all the way down as deep as you need and then use that. And it's flexible and it will never rust. So there's many benefits to that. So I have the post driver and I'm actually going to make a smaller version just for the fiberglass so it's not as much, you know, it's not a 3-inch hole versus a, you know, inch and a half inch hole, but I can use that to support it as I pound it into the ground, and if it hits a rock, you just pick it up and move it elsewhere, but it works very, very well. An extremely strong, the petroleum industry uses it. It's an inch thick, solid piece of fiberglass.
We should have had a break. I don't know what happened to the break, but we'll just continue on. Leon, how long can you stay with us this morning?
Oh, no, I'll be there till 9:15.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Well, I should remind people, we have a spring sale going on, April sale for the Liberated Rocket Heaters, $500 discount. If you live nearby of a half-day drive or so, you can save another $300 by picking up at the factory yourself. But the $500 discount is excellent. It will save you a lot of money, get you ready for the next winter, to stay warm, stay cozy, and save money. I like to burn the pellets, but you can do your choice of burning pellets or regular firewood. And the pellets are handy. I go through one bag a day. It cost me $160 to heat my home for a month. That's pretty inexpensive, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir. I'm curious. Can it also do coal, if people had that?
That's a good question. There may be some issues with it going through the feed tube. Unless it was broken up into little pellets. I'll have to ask the guys about that. And, of course, coal burns considerably hotter than wood, so it may present an issue also.
Right.
So I'm not going to recommend people put coal into their rocket heater without clarification from the the guys at manufacturers. For the time being, I'm going to say, no, don't do that. For our listeners, if you've got a rocket eater, no, don't do that until we learn more. That would not be a wise decision at the moment to put those to put coal in there. But the wood burns quite well, and it has a nice 16-inch diameter top to heat water, cook a meal, make coffee, whatever it might be. And the details are at thelibertyman.com. Well, Leon, there's the projects you have never end. I was talking to my wife about this. Once you have farm animals, you have to have somebody nearby take care of the farm animals if you're going to be gone more than 12 hours, don't you?
Yes, sir. I went to an event, and I was like, oh, and they were like, oh, we want you to stay. It's like, I'm not going to be able to stay. I'm going to get back. I have my girls calling me. You know, like, and in case of emergencies, I have, you know, Steve as a backup, but yes, and Dan. But, yeah, I do want to go see my mom before everything hits the fan, especially the German invasion. But, you know, I realize that it is much more of a challenge to take a three-day trip because, you know, I have the dogs and the cats as well. And so it is. You know, it's great when you have, you know, 10 different Amish kids running around in your house or other children. But when you're by yourself, it's much more of a demanding effort to do it, to keep track of everybody and also keep everybody fed. So, yes, you're right.
Right, right. Well, I know I've helped neighbors when they would go on vacation to take care of animals, and we have a similar situation now where we have neighbors that will take care of our animals. We don't have any yet, but once we get some, that will take care of our animals. So it's just a whole different culture living in the country, isn't it?
Yeah, it's slower, and it's in many cases for people who've been in high-strung areas like on the East Coast, or, you know, and being, you know, a Navy officer and having to wear the dress uniform all the time and working with admirals and generals. It's one thing. It's like going from New York City with everybody all prop and proper and prim and proper, and then you go to Denver where it's casual. It's Colorado casual, and then you come to Missouri and it's really casual. So there's different stages, and I like the slowness, and I like the simple life of having, hey, I get up, I feed them, and I get started on my project. So there's lots of things that are very gratifying to do that. And to be able to look up and see the stars without having all sorts of light pollution is really good. And I heard the aurora borealis got down as far as Florida just recently. And this was from David Dubine. He's an expert on food worldwide and how much, you know, they've reduced their wheat. So it was really interesting to learn about it.
Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back with the Tuesday Morning Roundtable.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.